Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
We understand you're a little miffed.
I'm miffed and confused and dazed and everything.
Well, tell us about it. Now, what's her name?
Her name is Tara.
Tara, okay.
And you know what? I've known her. It wasn't like I just met her out of the blue. It's like I knew her years and years ago. We used to work together at this restaurant. And she was great. I mean, she was like a total, you know, like totally cool girl, totally nice. We got along really well. And then I bumped into her at the mall just like a week and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I invited her out Friday night. So, I don't know, I knew that she liked seafood. We went out to a seafood place. It was cool. We, you know, and then this like really quick dinner turned out to a really long dinner. And then we continued to hang out. We talked so much. It was like so easy. You know how that is. You know, when it's easy.
What time did the night begin and what time did the night end?
Well, I started early on purpose just in case it sort of bombed, you know.
It's a good idea.
So it started like at like 6:30 or so, 6:45. And then we finished dinner around 10:30 at night or something. We just kept on hanging out. And then she took me to this patio bar somewhere, I don't even know. And we hung out there for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then I brought her back to her place, and a bunch of her friends were there. And the night just kept on going on and on and on and on and on. I didn't leave there until 5 a.m. in the morning.
Wow.
That's awesome.
I was totally a gentleman. I mean, we did kiss a little bit, but it was, like, totally just chatting. Like, one of those cool, cool nights, just, like, talking and hanging out and listening and stuff like that. And I thought it was just great.
Was it just the two of you, or was it a group? You said there were friends.
Yeah. When we first got there was a bunch of her friends there, and we had a very cool time with them. We were laughing a lot.
Is there anything that happened with you and the friends?
I mean, not that I could think. I really, 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 truthfully, not that I could think of. I thought it went really well, and then we hung out for a while after that. And
because I just think friends are so influential in a decision that I just wonder if they are playing a factor.
This is how these things go. You know, like after a great first date, if it doesn't happen the second date, you just start picking apart and dissecting every little thing that happened in that 24 hours, you know? All right, Alan, let's do this, okay? We're going to get Tara on with us, and we're going to ask her to come clean with you. Now, you have to make this agreement that if we get her on, she can say whatever she wants, and your feelings, you have to set those aside, because what's most important here is just that you have closure on the whole thing.
I will.
All right. Hey, Tara?
Yeah?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You're on the radio right now on all the hits Q100.
Hi.
Do you know why you're on?
I'm not exactly sure. I have an idea.
All right. Let me just introduce you back to Alan here real quick. Hey, Alan.
Hey, Tara.
Hi.
Tara, what we want you to do here, because Alan has kind of been scratching his head over the last week, because he thought you guys had a killer time for those 12 or 13 hours y'all hung out. And he's saying even if you guys never go out ever again, it's cool with him. But really what he wants is like total honesty on why there hasn't been a follow-up call, just so we can have some closure on this whole thing. Isn't that right, Alan?
Yeah. Gentle honesty.
But she can say whatever she wants.
She can say whatever she wants, yeah.
Brutal honesty.
I'm just dying of curiosity here.
Brutal honesty.
Okay, we did have a very good time, and Alan really is a very nice guy. But what happened was, well, we were at the restaurant, and it was sort of like we got the star treatment. The manager came over with a bottle of wine, and he's like, you know, hello, Alan, how are you? And, you know, there's a lot of nodding going on, and I was just like, oh, you know, he must be a regular here. And they were treating him, you know, like he was like a movie star or something. And I thought that was, you know, it was nice, but something felt, I don't know, I felt a little funny, but I didn't care, you know. I was like, well, this is nice, and I'll buy anything because I would love to meet somebody. So, anyway, afterwards, I ran into a friend of a friend, whatever, who works at the restaurant. I talked to her for a minute and whatever. It turned out that a friend of mine called me who knows her and me and said that everybody at the restaurant was making fun of me because, and of Alan, because he had paid the manager to act friendly to us, he like went over there ahead of time and brought him his credit card and just said, pretend like you know me, and did all this stuff. And it was like, I've never heard of anybody doing anything like that before, and I was, you know, I was embarrassed, and also, you know, I thought, what a weird person, why would you do that?
All right, before we even ask Alan if that's the truth, who did you hear that from, Tara?
I heard it from my friend who is friends with a girl that works at the restaurant, who told me that everybody, all the servers in the restaurant, were making fun of us because they had known, the manager told them, of course, that this guy came in and said, hey, you know.
So he went in even before your date, gave his credit card down, said, send over a bottle of wine, come say hi, take care of the bill, just put it all on my credit card, I'm trying to impress this girl.
Exactly.
Alan?
Yes.
Is that true?
It's a half truth. It's an exaggerated truth.
Well, what's the truth?
I went there earlier to, like, make a reservation, right, because I really like this restaurant. I couldn't remember the name of it. And I went there, and, like, the manager was there, and I said, you know, I really want this to be, like, a really cool date. I really want this to be a special date. And so, like, I sort of, like, pumped it up a little bit. I did not give him any extra cash or any extra money or anything like that. But I did say that, you know, that this, you know, means a lot to me. Don't shove me in the back. You know, give me a nice table. You know, and stuff like that. And he went a little overboard with it, and I don't know what the deal was, but I had to go along with it.
Would you you slip him like 100 or something, or 50?
I didn't slip him 100, but I did slip him a little something.
What'd you slip him?
I slipped
don't
him
like, ask him that.
But first of all, why is that an offensive question?
It just seems like you guys are just totally trying to embarrass this guy, and I'm taking the opposite. I think it's actually kind of cool that he went to the restaurant ahead of time and wanted it to be a special dinner.
Easy.
I did not tell them that I wanted to seem like I was like a VIP or anything. I just wanted like this not to be a you know, like when you go to a restaurant and then suddenly the whole date gets messed up because you can't get a table on time and you're waiting there forever. And it stinks, and you want to go to another restaurant. I just wanted to be cool, and without having to worry about that, I don't see what the big deal
but
about.
But why
that
did
is.
He have to inform the whole staff? Maybe he's an unprofessional manager of the restaurant. I'm almost taking the complete opposite of you guys on this.
I'm actually on Jen's side.
Because
Are you
I think
kidding
okay,
me?
Well, listen. Okay,
Absolutely.
Just listen to this.
Okay,
we always razz guys for not planning ahead enough, for showing up to a date without hitting the ATM first, for forgetting to shave, for not wearing clean boxers or whatever. We always rip on guys for not planning ahead, right? We're always saying plan ahead, make a woman feel special. Well, now. Here we have a guy who went ahead to the restaurant. The only way we know that he tried to be treated like an extra VIP is from a friend of a friend who was a waitress who was snickering at the restaurant, okay? If he's telling us he went there to try to make an extra special date, say, give us a good table.
Make sure you don't get a table near the kitchen.
Like, whatever it is. I really think that it's nice. I mean, I think it's a nice gesture. I think that him planning ahead for the date is something that we should be, like, proud of him for, not going, how much did you slip him, cheap ass?
Cheesy. Because, it totally has something to do with it. Because if he goes in there and he says, look, here's $50, make me to be a bigger star than I am, then he's already lying about who he is. All women want is honesty. Give me honesty.
Yeah. So if he goes in there, minute, Alan.
And he pretends to be, like, some kind of guy that he's not, it makes no sense.
What if he
How
didn't
do you know he tried
that,
to
though?
Pretend to be yeah. some guy he's not? The only way she knows that
Melissa
is from
a
friend
point.
Who knows a friend who heard something about snickering at the restaurant. It's the manager wanted to make fun of this guy because he thought Alan was a dork or whatever, and he's having a bad night. And the manager's trying to, like, stroke his own ego and poke fun at a customer, and is a poor manager of a restaurant.
Think,
then why couldn't that
I
be this situation?
I think what the more important thing is, and I understand Junior's point, I think, but you use the key phrase, make a woman feel special, and the reason Tara backed out is because she was made to feel like a fool because she didn't appreciate the fact that she was being made fun of. And so something is missing for the whole staff to be making fun of this couple.
She was made to be feel like a fool by the manager, not by Alan.
Tara, what did this say to you?
Well, what this says, first, I just felt like his behavior was bizarre. I thought that was a bizarre choice to make. I just feel like how it was awkward. And I felt like if he doesn't think that he's enough, then, you know what, I mean, then maybe he's not enough.
I want to say this. It's like Tara's a totally nice woman, but the fact that she would do this and not call me back maybe means that she's not the person for me.
Oh, God. All right. That's it, probably not. Probably not. Because I felt like you were a little bit too outgoing with my friends, and I felt a little awkwardness, and maybe you are not comfortable with yourself, and that's why you had to do that. And there was a mixture of things that happened. It wasn't just that. It was just the whole feeling after everything. And I'm not. I don't think that you're a bad person. I just don't think that you need to be phony.
I mean,
listening to his explanation, it hasn't brought you around even a little bit to want to go out with him again.
It started to, but after what he just said, I feel a little not that interested.
I don't think Alan is going to have any shortage of women to choose from once Jen and I get to our emails later today, and we'll get your email from Tracy and forward them all along to you, and you'll get some this week.
Maybe even get you to the primal mating party.
You can call ahead and have them clean the kangaroo pen extra special for you.
All right, we'll let both of you guys go. At least, Alan, you have some closure now, right?
Yeah, thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, and Alan, I'm going to put you on hold, and Tara, we'll let you go, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, y'all. See ya.
The Burt Show.